This is what I will call an interlude to the episode. And why is this? This is because I recorded a 40-something minute podcast and I want a situation where everybody actually listens to it to the end. So, graciously, I have decided to split it into two. I'm going to release one episode this week and the other half next week. I am just doing this to let you guys know that you may stop at a point because it's a full, like I recorded it like fully. I didn't have a break and everything. So I just had to like divide it at the point I felt makes sense so that next week you will continue from there. And I think at the end of this, you will hear my cracked voice and my cracked voice to wrap it up. Thank you guys for always listening. I love you. Just because a new year always comes with a new year, new me vibe, just because the new year always comes with so much energy that you want to do things, you want to do something, you already have plans and goals written down for the year, just because most times those new year, new me vibes, those new year, new me plans actually always end max January 30th. You guys know why it actually always end, because you are not consistent, because you are not disciplined, because maybe you even set unrealistic goals for yourself to start with. There's nothing bad in doing the new year, new me. But why are you actually doing the new year, new me in the first place? It's so that you can feel among, because everybody is writing goals or they're writing plans for the new year. And you also think, oh, okay, wanna be, I want to write my plans, I want to write my goals. Or it just sounds so nice to be using the new year, new me. This new year, you'll be seeing a new me, you'll be seeing a different me. My guy, my babe, I don't know. There is new year, new me for some people, but for some other people, there's nothing like new year, new me. Some other people, you just have to dust those dirty shoes, those dirty behavior, those dirty things, so to say, that you were doing in the past years. Or you just have to sharpen those skills, do something better, be disciplined, be consistent, always like ask more questions, or just put in effort in the things that did not work out last year. You don't necessarily have to write a new plan or write a new goals. Like some of your plans and goals for last year, you did not achieve everything. Some you achieved them to an extent, some to no extent, and now you want to start writing another plan. Hey, please, it's still early in the year, and I still believe that we can still like set things right and do things better. So if you did the new year, new me just to feel among, just because it sounds so fancy to say and everything, it is time to actually retrace your step. In new year, new me, are you doing it for the right reasons? Okay, the new year, new me, is it going to go far in the year? Are you going to be consistent? Do you have the discipline? Have you put structures in place that will actually make you keep those things? Have you even started anything regarding them? You want to maybe, for instance, you want to start reading your Bible or having like a personal time with God, that kind of thing, and you first of all start with 2 hours, see that you've not done 30 minutes. Why don't you just start with 30 minutes for this like whole of January and be consistent with it, and after that move that 30 minutes to 1 hour. You want to go to the gym and you don't even know how to do basic exercise. You feel like, say, I did shoot myself for this one, but then those are the things, like he's learning all these Shana, jumping jacks, all those planks, be able to do them. So when you get to the gym and they start giving some little intention and everything, you can do them also. So don't do anything when you haven't placed structures down that will actually help you and guide you into it, so that your new year, new me plan will not just end in January or maybe March, February, and at the end, and after that, nothing more. Just live your life alone. And there's also nothing in living your life according to the flow. Like some people have been living their life according to the flow and it helped them. Some people, when things happen, okay, they're like, okay, this is happening right now. Okay, if I do this, do that, it will help this. And they go like that. They don't necessarily have to like say, oh, I want this to happen at this time or that to happen at this time. But when it happens to them, that does not mean they are not always ready to tackle it. But whichever one works for you, just make sure you have structures and you have things laid down. You are ready to be disciplined, you're ready to be consistent, you're ready to put in the work that is needed for it at that time. This is going to be my short new year, new me. Brief to you people. Yes, I'm not going to say so much about that. And I'm wishing everyone a happy new year. Yeah, this is the first time we are meeting. What's today's day? And I think today's January 16. No, 17. Sorry. I'm not going out. That's right. Today's January 17. Please, if I still see you by February and I've not greeted you happy new year, I'm going to see you happy new year. Happy new year to everybody. I pray that this year is our year. I pray that this year everything we lay our hands on will prosper. I pray that this year we get clarity in all that we do. I pray that this year we are a step closer to our answered prayer, that our prayer get answered, our long term our desires, the things we want and hope for God, I hope they get answered. And I hope that this year comes with everything nice, everything beautiful, everything sweet for you. Like, it comes with ease and peace. Everything goes well. And even when they don't go well, but it's still according to the plan of what God wants to do for your life. You work according to His plan. You don't work just because you are working. I just pray that everything is soft for us this new year. And as you know, the drill, this is your favorite podcast, guys. You know, it's your favorite podcast, A Piece of Toffee. Hey, hey. People should not worry. Don't worry. They play. The kind of lighting this podcast is getting this year. You people, they play. Just sit down. Don't. They play. Just be doing your own thing. When you start hearing this podcast, saying everybody just saying a piece of toffee. And Toffee was my friend though. Oh, I actually see that link. Oh, but I've never clicked on the link before. That one's really nice if you know me. Hey, I know my people know me. I'm so sorry. If it's that one, yes. I'm going to say in my full chest. And some people that never posted my link, my podcast link. People never even listen. I call them to my friend. If you're a friend or enemy this year, we shall know. God will make us know which path you are on. But whichever we shall, thank you to everyone that has been listening to my podcast. Thank you to everyone that has been supporting me. People that are always giving me reviews. Like, God, I appreciate reviews a whole lot. People that always give me reviews. People that always give me like ideas. People that are always listening. People that always posting my link. People that even if when I don't record for a while, they are like, oh, so for me, are you fine? Why haven't you recorded? And yes, why have I haven't recorded this year? It's because I actually got that with a cold. Like, God, we hear babies this period. People sabi now. And people that are A and don't really have cold. Ah, you people, I don't know what you did to God, but God loves you. God loves me too. But then it's really nice and special for you not to be having cold this period. That this is the AA season of catching cold and everything. And I also lost my voice. It's like the voice losing thing that actually did not make me record. And it's even at the end of this recording, I think a 2 minutes of my cracked voice, I intentionally recorded it for people to actually like hear it and compare it to what you're hearing now. Like, I feel like my voice is never back 100%, but then again, you guys can still feel the softness for the voice, because everything is soft over here. I can tell you that it is soft over here. So thank you to everyone. Thank you. I really appreciate. And yes, yesterday we clocked 1k listeners. I supposed to give away, but when we actually clocked 2k before February or March, I'll do the giveaway. And also, this is also to tell people that have brands, product that maybe want to advertise on A Piece of Toffee. You can reach out to me on my social media, and my email is also here. Yeah, you can reach out to me through my email, my social media. Let's work together. Let me create content for you, audio content. Even let's visualize how you can, you know, take your brand to the next level. Let's advertise your product for you, basically. So yes, I'll be here today, guys. It's like a kind of 2-in-1 podcast. I'm also going to be doing a movie review. Yes, a movie review. I watched a movie on, is it Friday night? Yes, or Saturday? No, Saturday morning, shall I? Like in the early hours of the morning. The Wait is on Netflix for those of you that want to watch it. I'm going to give a review about it. Like, the title already gives off the what would be like the theme of the movie in a way. The Wait, like waiting, basically. I know, but when I was watching the film, I was just having pauses in between. And I would just have this deep, reflexive thought. I'm like, God. Sometimes you're like, hey, God actually has a good plan for our life. Like, the way God has strategically placed some of us, the way God is strategically working with some of us, and if only we knew, we would stop dwelling on little things. We would take up the baton and do what is meant to be done, and just do it, basically. Like, this film was everything to me, and it's an adaptation of a book, God's Waiting Room, by Yemande Zaccheaus. I've not read the book. I like to read the book. And the screenplay was written by Tomi Adesina, directed by Yemi Morafa and Fiyi Bambo. Like, guys. And yes, and the cast, God, the cast. Ever beautiful cast. We had the Yemi Okalamo, we had Auntie Kate, Auntie Hinse, we had Inidima, we had Meg. I can't pronounce her surname like now. I can't remember her surname, so it's in my head, but it's the words are mumbling off. I don't want to say rubbish. We have PG, I don't know why I can't remember his name, but please, a Nigerian actor that was in the, is it Woman's King? Or King's Woman? God, I've not watched that film until now. But yes, we have them. We had like A-list actors in that film, and they brought in their A-games. God. The film was it for me. And as I was watching the film, it felt like, it never felt, it was speaking to me. It was actually speaking to me. It was encouraging me. It was making me actually like draw strength in everything, and making me just having this like decision in my mind that told for me, no matter what, you will always wait on the Lord. And when you are in a situation where you are waiting, like, just know that God is doing the best for you. Listen to Him. Be steadfast. Do not shake. Do not, like, man mirror kind of thing. Do not shake. Like, believe that He will actually do it. And there is a reason why you are waiting. This may sound funny here, but when some things are actually happening to you as a person, as a believer, it's happening to you so that it can actually serve as an encouragement to someone else. Someone somewhere will listen to your story one day and draw so much strength from it that is like the only thing that they needed to hear at that point. But you, when you were waiting, you were feeling like maybe God is no longer with you, or why is this happening to me? But God that made you go through that process, made you go through that process for a reason. Because when you say you come out from that process, there's like a 360 change in your life, in the things you do, in everything, basically, that is making you go to places that you say you've not thought of. Talking of what your story will not do for another person. Guys, and like, our purpose in life, they are different. Some people, they are like the, that is the world waymaker, pace setter. They are the ones that we experience some things and all. They don't necessarily even have to bad or good things, but then people pave way for other people now, as you guys know. And so people, they are just there to, like, you know, just get something that would just help them. I don't know how to put this word, but then you people. Okay, so let me start with the summary, because I don't want to give a lot out so that you guys can actually go back and watch the movie. In this movie, we have two couples, a doctor and a graduate that was unemployed. The first couple had been married for 10 years, but I don't think the wife has conceived before. I don't think she has conceived before, but then she's waiting on the Lord for the fruit of the womb. Believe him. I don't think she has conceived before. 10 years waiting on the Lord. Supportive husband. She had like a support system basically. The second couple married for 10 and for 12 years, and the wife has had 5 miscarriages, guys. Imagine putting in for 5 times, and anytime maybe the baby is like 3 months, some people babies in like 4 months say they'll have miscarriage, different things. You're already planning a future with the baby, you're already happy, and then a miscarriage happens. Then we have a doctor that is in her 40s and is not married. And definitely you guys know how the society pressures people like that. And then we have the graduate, a first class graduate in architecture that doesn't have a work, that has been searching in the labor market and nothing, guys, nothing. In the movie, the doctor created a kind of group, like a kind of support system for people that are waiting for the fruit of the womb. She called it the waiting room. The first couple, the wife, who has been married for 10 years without a child and everything, that has not been pregnant before, that has not conceived before, was part of the waiting room with other women. What do they do basically? They encourage themselves. They let themselves know that it's not your fault, that God will do it. They believe that they will conceive. They are doing things that will make them conceive. They are not dwelling on it. Like, I can't remember a quote, but there was a quote that, like, even when things are happening, life still goes on. Like, life would not stop because we are going through something. So we said we have to keep moving as the world, as life is going on. Like, when you're actually going through something, that should not mean that you will not give up on other things that you are doing. Like, it's actually so bad for some people that when they are going through the slightest inconvenience, you already know. And I'm like, yes, sometimes some things get to you so bad that you can't hold them in. But there are just sometimes that you don't necessarily have to let it weigh you down. Everybody will not be asking, what's wrong? Check the world's wrong will change anything, because most of it doesn't really change anything. Unless maybe the person that can actually change the thing is the one that is asking what's wrong. That one today. But then, the waiting room was like a support system for them. I know. The first couple, the husband was really, really supportive. He was Akin in the movie. Really supportive. Wife was Nkechi, she was Igbo. Always praying we are, definitely God. You guys, marry right though. Anything you do in this life, make sure you marry right. Make sure you wait on the Lord before you get married. Make sure you are sure that that's the partner God wants for you. See, there are plenty rubbish, so to say, in the market, so to say. Plenty rubbish there. Apart from rubbish, there's so many people that are not your people, they. Just because maybe son is good, son is nice, son is this, son is that, does not mean person is actually meant for you. It may be funny. Even though, yes, the ideology of one man for one woman, that one is a kingdom ideology and everything. But at the same time, there's people that are actually meant for you. The sense that you guys understand each other, you guys are in sync, you guys are just connected in every work, connected, you believe in the same thing, you are doing the same thing, and because of the things that actually make a marriage work at the end of the day. Marry right. Don't be in a hurry. Hey, God. It's so important. It's so important. So her husband was really supportive. Really, really supportive. And there's a part of the movie that moved me when he stood up to his mother. Like, he was just looking at that. Like, you know, you're about to say, oh, Rekemo. But when he spoke like this, I'm like, yes. And that is what some people actually lack, especially women that are waiting. They There are times your husband will start getting tired. There are times your husband will start feeling like, what's happening? Or he may even be, he may want to start doing what he should not do, like cheating. Or going to say he wants to get another wife since the one at home hasn't given him a child. That kind of thing. But then, when you marry right, when you marry someone that believes in what you believe in, like you guys have the same faith, someone that cares for you, you will always be by your side. You guys are partners for reasons and all. Like that 100% has to be complete at all time and everything. Sometimes it can be 50-50, sometimes it can be 60-40, but whichever way, it must always still calculate to be 100 from both parties together. So he was always there. Anytime she like had nightmares and everything, he was just always there. Then the second couple that already had 5 miscarriages, the wife already had 5 miscarriages, there was a scene in the movie where the husband's name is Bayo, where he changed it for the wife, and he got to me. He said that does she know that anytime she actually conceive that and they lose the baby, that is both of them that actually lose the baby. That he's not only her, that he himself is as involved as she is in. Yes, she's the one carrying and everything, but then himself, the happiness, the joy, said that he's going to be reading to the baby already, preparing the nursery, doing everything, that he affects him equally the same way he affects her. And that's actually what some women fail to understand. Like some women feel like, when they lose baby or this kind of thing, that they take it so personal, and they forget that the husband is also like part of it. He was also supposed to be a father, the same is supposed to be a mother. He already has so much expectation, maybe even more than himself, for the child. Because as funny as it sounds, but men, they're always really happy when their wife are pregnant and everything. Surely maybe if it's not the first, it would be like they should bring the whole world down for the child. But then, that's if you marry right, you marry a good man. That one is important. Marry dates and marry good people. No one person that is only good to you. That is good to everybody around you. People will be good to you because maybe they like you, but they'll be trashy to every other person. What now happen in times where maybe you guys are not on good terms and everything? That means it can be bad to you. I shall marry right. That's my hope. And the wife was taking it out on the husband. She even stopped believing in God, doing anything godly activities. She gave up basically because she was tired. She didn't want to have sex with her husband again because she felt like if she conceived, it may lead to another miscarriage.
So hey guys, this is me fulfilling my promise because I put it on my Instagram. On my Twitter. I tweeted that I was going to like leave a short note with my cracked voice at the end of any episode I record when I record. This is the reason why a new episode was delayed. My voice is cracked. I'm intentionally doing this so that I will just attach it at the end of the episode, and I'm sure this episode is going to be like a New Year episode, definitely. And there are lots of things I would actually like to say about this New Year, things that I believe that I've learned in the past year, and I want to like put in or do better this New Year. So guys, if you are listening to this, which will definitely be at the end of the episode, I want to tell you that you got this. You have everything under control. It may not be looking so bright right now, it may not be looking so ideal right now, but then like everything happening, you got it, and there's a reason why it is actually happening. Don't be disappointed, don't be frustrated. Positive energy, guys, like throughout the year. I know there are sometimes that it may shake and river, things like that, but then just have to remain focused. And I love you guys so much. Please keep listening to my podcast. Keep telling people about it. Keep sharing. Keep recommending. This podcast is doing great things this year. I know it. And I can only do the great things with you guys' support. So thank you all. Love you. Mwah.